7:44. Now, with the soaring global oil price, the average cost of domestic gasoline has been racing to the 1,701 per litre mark. Just last week, the nationwide price per litre was 1,675. Got to say, in certain parts of Seoul, like in the Yongsan district where I live, I would be loving 1,675. Be lucky to find it below the 2,000 mark. But that just reflects some of the variation regionally. We're talking about the overall average there, just to make that clear. With the aim of reducing the burden, the government's looking to lower the fuel tax rate by 10% or more for the first time in 10 years. Let's bring in Professor Yang Jun-sok from the Department of Economics at the Catholic University of Korea for further discussion. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can you explain to us the factors that are pushing up the price of crude oil itself globally?
Okay, well, the Brent crude oil was $66 per barrel in January, and in October 3rd, it rose up to the high of $86 per barrel, and currently it's about $80 per barrel. Oil prices have been rising since about February 2016. Now, when the prices started to rise, it was because of the global economy starting to recover, as well as an agreement by oil producers to limit supply to increase prices. Comparing then and now, the global economy is perhaps not recovering as quickly as it did in 2016, but still, it's on a rising trend. And then this is a bit surprising, but the supply agreement by producers are still holding. And three problem countries have cut production or exports. Venezuela, which is undergoing an internal economic crisis. Libya, which is undergoing internal armed conflict. And Iran, which has been hit by a U.S.-led boycott after U.S. rejected the nuclear arms agreement. In addition to those demand and supply factors, the political situation in a lot of producers, such as Saudi Arabia, is a bit shaky. So that uncertainty is also affecting the oil prices.
Well, to offset the surge, the government's seeking to cut fuel tax here at home. How is the current tax rate levied on various refined fuel products?
Okay, well, let's start with 3% tariff on crude oil and a 16 won per liter import processing fee on crude oil. And then on top of that, for most fuel, you have transportation, energy, environment tax, which is 529 won per liter for gasoline and 375 won per liter for diesel fuel. And then second, we have the road use tax, which is a regional government tax. That's 137 won per liter for gasoline, 97 won per liter for diesel fuel. And then we have the education tax, which is 79 won per gasoline, 56 won per liter for diesel fuel. And then you have some small fees and charges. And then you have finally the value-added tax, which is 10% of the price of oil, which includes all the other taxes that I've mentioned already. So if you calculate the whole thing, then currently about 56% of the price of gasoline, about 46% of diesel fuel are basically taxes. And last year, the taxes from gasoline, diesel, and LPG related taxes brought in somewhere between 23 to 28 trillion won worth of revenue to the government.
The aim here is to help small-sized business owners and ordinary citizens. If we go back a decade, it's not a particularly favorable comparison because of the financial crisis back then, but that's when the government last implemented a fuel tax cut in 2008. How effective is this strategy in terms of boosting the domestic economy?
Okay, well, I wouldn't really call it a measure to boost the domestic economy as much as trying to reduce the effect of rising oil prices on rest of the consumption. Some articles state that the demand elasticity for gasoline is only about 0.1. So that means that if price falls by 1%, demand increases by only 0.1%. The affected the tax cut in 2008 were deemed minimal, and whatever break that you had from cutting taxes were taken away very soon because the oil prices were continually rising at the time. So the in a sense, the measure is more likely to be symbolic and political rather than economic, especially if this tax is only going to be temporary. Whatever effect the tax cut may have is likely to try to keep reduction on overall consumption low rather than trying to raise consumption itself.
Can we look a little closer at that 2012 report by the Korea Institute of Local Finance that showed the fuel tax cut here was 6.3 times more effective among wealthier people than the lower income owners that we're supposed to be trying to help here?
Well, it comes from the fact that the gasoline tax was imposed in the beginning because it was mostly thought as a tax on the rich. Now, the richer part of the population drives a lot more than the poorer part of the population. So the rich consumes more oil per capita than the poor. So that was partly the reason why put in a lot of taxes on gasoline to begin with. And when the gasoline tax is partially removed, obviously that's going to benefit people who are buying oil, which is more richer people than poorer people. So the tax itself is progressive, but because they're taking some of the effect of that away, it turns out that the benefit of the tax cut is regressive. The richer are getting more benefits from the poor than the poor people.
Well, another concern, the kind of moral hazard, if you like, that exists, or we might just call it a capitalist instinct, but these gas stations, they have the opportunity here just to make more money. And in fact, in 2008, we only really saw the effect in force for about a month, with individual gas stations not eager to reflect the reduced amount after the tax cut.
Right. Well, given that the most gas stations set their own prices and most of the gas stations are actually owned by individual owners rather than the wholesalers whose sign you see on the gas station front, like GS Caltex or S-Oil and so on, there's very little government can do to try to force the individual station owners to reduce prices. And there might even be some political problems as well, since the stations are owned by individual owners, so they'll be considered as small or micro businesses. And actually, the government has gone on record saying they want to help the owners of those type of smaller companies. So probably the best way to lower prices or get those individual owners to lower prices would be to act on their sort of the parent franchisors. The major refiners also own their own stations. The SKs, the GS Caltexes have own some of their own stations directly. So maybe the government can pressure those larger companies to reduce prices on the stations that they own outright, and that may force the other franchisers to lower their prices. But the problem with taking this approach is that because of the political problems we've been having in Korea for this administration and the last administration, it's going to be a very sensitive topic for government to try to force even the large companies to lower their prices.
Yeah, honestly speaking as well, as I mentioned at the start of the interview, I have to pay quite often well above the prices that are available in different parts of Seoul when I fill up near my home. But the thing is, I don't want to drive for 20 minutes or half an hour to find cheaper fuel and sit in traffic. So I just accept the higher tax price, or not tax price, the higher fuel cost that the individual stations have set. And it's kind of frustrating that we have such imbalance, although that's perhaps something that needs to be handled differently by the government. It's not just a tax cut issue. Another point that I wanted to raise with you is the environmental one. We've spoken to experts repeatedly in the past who've said people will move to electric vehicles and more environmentally friendly options when the price of petrol becomes unacceptable. So by taking measures to lower fuel, it kind of runs against the government's efforts to subsidize electric vehicles and try to encourage people in that direction.
Right. It goes against the efforts to reduce carbon emissions as well. Which is part of the reason why we have so much taxes on gasoline to begin with. It's because we want to reduce their use as much as possible to encourage movement into electric cars or use public transportation. So in a sense, reduction of taxes here is really political and symbolic, perhaps, rather than economic, because the situation in the country is deemed so bad, or it's deemed to be heading towards recession or something worse. I think the government wants to be seen as trying to do something, especially for so-called normal people, regular people. And one of the steps that they decided to take, even though perhaps the effect on economy is minimal, is they want to reduce the price of gas because it affects a lot of people. It's very symbolic. And it just gives an impression that government is trying to do something.
But the government is going to have to find that money from somewhere else to recoup its losses from fuel tax, isn't it?
Well, the government revenues for 2018 is estimated to be 447.2 trillion won. Of that government revenue, about 268.1 trillion are from taxes. Now, tax on gasoline and diesel fuel is somewhere between 23 and 28 trillion won, depending on resources. And that's about 9.9 to 11% of total tax revenues. So it is a major part of Korea's tax revenue. And they're considering a 10% cut on this tax. So that's about 2.3 trillion to 2.8 trillion won. That's about 0.5% of total government revenues. So it's not going to hurt very much.
Right. Thanks for clarifying that in numbers for us. We've got to cut you off there, Professor Young. We'll see how this plays out and catch up with you again.
Okay, thank you.